Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dimitris Nikolaitis, the Advanced Education Minister for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Of course, very happy to be on again.
All right, main thing wants to talk about today, the province made this announcement recently about this New Beginnings Bursary. Why don't you just tell us a little bit what's happening as part of that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. As you said, it's a new bursary. So it's a non-repayable bursary for post-secondary students and aspiring post-secondary students to help them deal with some of the costs associated with post-secondary education. It's available currently for 3 years that we budgeted for within budget 2022. There's $5 million allocated each year for the next 3 years for this bursary. With that, we aim to give about 1,000 students every year a $5,000 bursary, as I mentioned, to help cover some of the costs associated with attending post-secondary education. And, you know, the real driver and necessity for doing this, I think we can all agree that individuals that are facing significant financial challenges or hardship should not have those hardships stand in the way of them getting a post-secondary credential, a certificate, a diploma, or other credential, and creating a better future for themselves. And that's why we called it a New Beginning First, because we're hoping it can create some new beginnings for many young Albertans.
Now, with these bursaries you have available for low-income Albertans now, will they be kind of targeted for those students that are going into trying to study for careers in some of those kind of high-demand programs out there?
Yes, absolutely. First and foremost, it's targeted primarily at individuals and households that are in a low-income environment. And secondly, it's also targeted to specific fields and programs that are in high demand, where, quite simply put, we need to see more graduates in those areas. And that includes, you know, areas where there's a lot of economic growth, such as in film, television, tech, agriculture, energy, all of these areas that are experiencing a lot of growth, that are critical to the strength of our economy, that the bursary is targeted for those specific programs.
I know one thing that we've talked about before with the Alberta 2030 strategy, certainly one of the things you're trying to focus on there is, you know, making higher education more affordable. Obviously, you get this bursary available for low-income Albertans. Or what are kind of some other things that your kind of office is kind of working on when it comes to sort of, you know, lower tuitions and, you know, kind of making these higher education more affordable for Albertans here?
Yeah, you know, we provide a lot of different supports for students apart from the bursary, and in the entire ballpark of student aid, scholarships, loans, bursaries, all of the different instruments that are available, you know, we support close to 100,000 students financially every year, and so there are scholarships that are available for students that show success, whether they show success in high school in the trades or in traditional or other academic areas. Of course, there are sports-related scholarships. The government of Alberta, of course, also offers student loans that many students can take out, and non-repayable bursaries and grants such as this one. We have made changes to some of those other areas, so we are putting more dollars in to some of our existing scholarships. There's a lot of demand on those scholarships, so we want to make sure that we're able to accommodate that demand. We've also made some changes to student loans as on the request of students. We've changed some of the loan limit amounts and some other things there. So all of that is in place to help ensure that an Albertan who is looking to get back to post-secondary, or a young Albertan who's just starting post-secondary, whether it's into trades programming or a one-year certificate or a diploma, has the financial support that they need. And just quickly on the tuition level, I think it's important for us to take stock of where we are in Alberta. Right now, tuition levels in Alberta remain Very competitive. They're actually below the national average, so we're still a very strong jurisdiction. And apart from tuition rates, we have incredible post-secondary institutions, and I think we can continue to promote our incredible institutions, the competitiveness of our tuition rates and other grants and bursaries, and encourage others to come study here in our great province.
And with this New Beginnings Bursary, it's going to begin supporting students in the upcoming academic year, the 22-23 year. How exactly can sort of those low-income students out there, how exactly can they sort of get on to getting this bursary and kind of sort of taking advantage of it, if you will?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, they can learn more about it just by visiting alberta.ca. The way it'll work is that individual will also need to make an application for a student loan, and then once we have all the data in the system, we're then able to assess based on household income the recipients of the new bursary. So as you mentioned, it is available starting this for this upcoming fall academic semester, starting in September. So I'd encourage folks to have a look at alberta.ca, look at more of the details. Again, it's available for 1,000 individuals a year for a total bursary amount of up to $5,000.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Training 55 Hot Seat, we also like to throw in a little personal question as well in there. Of course, we're now into summertime. Many people are probably out traveling in some of the different unique areas of this province. You yourself are the MLA for the riding of Calgary Bow. Why don't you tell us a little bit about maybe some of the interesting events that might be coming up in the next little bit that people might be interested to check out down there?
Sure. Well, of course, Stampede season is upon us in Calgary, so there's going to be no shortage of Stampede events coming up. In fact, the first one I'm attending is happening this Sunday. And especially after a couple of years of COVID, it'll be great to get back out there. But as well, there's a couple of individuals and organizations planning a large Canada Day celebration down in the community of Bowness. It's the first time they're doing it. They're calling it the Bowness Fest. What's happening on Canada Day, the program looks really strong and incredible. I think it'll be a great opportunity for folks in the community to come out, celebrate all the things that make Canada the greatest place in the world to live, and I'm looking forward to participate in that as well.
Sounds like a number of things to keep you busy over the next little bit. The Advanced Education Minister, Demetrius Nikolaitis, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks again for having me. All the best.